Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 480, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 22. It's all about Beevil, baby.
Baby. It aired July 5th, 2003, written by Jackie Marchand. The GOAT, she's back. Directed by Wayne Rose. All about Beevil. In the 2 days since we've recorded, have you figured out what this is referencing?
No.
Because I haven't either. I've been thinking about it since Monday.
I haven't thought about it for 1 second.
Well, there are two kinds of people on this podcast. Because it's really close to Leave It to Beaver. But like Leave It to Beevil.
But it's
was
not
there
leave
like a
it.
Spinoff called All About Beaver?
Probably, but I don't know if it's what we could talk about on this show.
I mean, look, we've all had late night Cinemax at some point in our life. We talked about that enough during Wild Force, which there's not a crossover of this year. There's not a Wild Force crossover with Ninja Storm.
I'm not as upset about that as
I just want
it would be in other.
I just want Taylor back. I just miss Taylor. She posted a thing about the other day about how like a year ago she married two of her friends, two of her guy friends, and it was just like a very nice like, hey, happy anniversary, y'all. So glad you let me be a part of this. I was like, I like Taylor. Allison Kipperman rules. Allison Sullivan now. She's married. I was like, she rules. I want to see her back on Power Rangers. But alas, it is not meant to be. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. Josh, you look like you're Googling. Have you found it? Are you looking for
I was hoping that if I went to like the Ranger Wiki page.
Don't look at the summary. Don't spoil
it. I didn't. I scrolled to the bottom to see if there was like a trivia section, and there's not. So.
Ah, bummer. Hey, if anybody knows, tweet us. And then in 7 episodes, we'll know. Anyway, without any further ado, we're going to go watch All About Beevil.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form.
We're back, and we just watched All About Beevil, which I would have titled Deliver Us from Beevil.
I would have called it There's Something About Mara.
That's very good, Josh. That's a very good title.
Thank you. There's Something About Mary was out by now, right? That's like a 90s movie.
Yeah, that was definitely out in the 90s. I definitely remember being like 10 and being like, what is that on her ear? And her putting it in her hair.
And which made it stick straight up, and I was like, what's the joke?
It's just gel, I guess. And everyone's like, don't tell him. He's too young. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue. You can also go to our classic feeds, which are updated out through Turbo. Maybe by now they're up through In Space. Maybe time has healed the wound of you losing a half an hour.
Maybe.
And they've fixed it by the time this airs. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Obelisk Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and PodbayB and PodBeevil. Podhive. That's just like a regular. I feel like that could just be a regular one.
I think that's, I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's a gimmick for that.
Yeah, it's just like there's a lot of podcasts all in one place. You know, like how podcatchers are. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, you can do that. We'd really appreciate it. The sneeze is right. I can feel it right here. Please just come out of my face.
Bless.
Oh, that was satisfying. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show. We're going to jump over this part because, hey, remember 2 days ago, or well, I guess 4 days ago for y'all, when we were like, oh, it's pretty bad out there. It got worse. That day, it literally got worse. And so now it's even worse than it was before. So if you just want to take, if you have some extra cash and you want to throw it to like, literally anybody, there's a lot of bail places that are posted. Mm-hmm. Just find your local bailout fund for protesters and do that, or for like George Floyd's family, or Breonna Taylor, who also was murdered by police in her own home. So that's all we're gonna say about that, because it's getting rough.
I just hope everybody's safe. I just want to say that, just please, I hope you're all safe. If you're listening to this, then good, I'm glad that you're okay.
Also, if you're going to protests, wear a mask.
Yes.
For two reasons. Number one, COVID's still active.
Yeah, it's not gone.
It's not gone yet. And people seem to, I guess, not forget that, but not be as worried about it now because there's other stuff, which is, you know, admittedly an okay practice. But just wear a mask. Also, no face, no case. They can't see your face, they can't arrest you. So all that out of the way, Josh, it's a Wednesday, it's a Friday episode. Do you want to check reviews, see if we got any new
things? Yeah, let me pull them up here.
All right.
We have one new review. It just dropped in on Monday. Ooh. Two days ago for us.
Fresh.
What is that, the first?
First.
June 1st. On iTunes, by iTunes user Rev222.
Dope.
It is 5 stars, and it is titled... Yes. No Jokes Tuesday contained jokes.
Oh, no. Oh, they caught it. Oh, no. Josh, you got caught. Rev, be cool, man.
0 out of 10. Would not no joke again. Edit. Yikes. My lame and increasingly less topical joke has been the most recent review for too long. Time to fix it with a real review. So that was all they left originally.
Okay. And we...
real review time. I started listening right before Lightspeed Rescue started and have been hooked ever since. They have excellent commentary, entertaining sidetracks, and correct onion opinions. The way we feel about onions, I guess, is not incorrect.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like onions. I just want them to be indistinguishable from, like, I don't want you to be able to look at it and go, "Is that's an onion." I want you to be like, "Is that an onion?" That's my favorite way to eat onions.
Used to be an onion. Now it's just kind of like a charcoal.
Now it's just like it's sloppy and definitely cooked.
If you are in any way interested in Power Rangers, give this show a listen. So there you go.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad No Joke Tuesday was a success.
It was not a success. 0 out of 10 for No Joke Tuesday.
Oh, you're right. Dang, it was. We blew it. We blew No Joke Tuesday. Now we're going to jail. We have a bunch of new patrons. I don't remember the last patron we thanked, because we are getting increasingly bad at it.
Well, here's the good thing about this is we'll get them all at the end.
You're right. So I'm just going to start with this one right here. We're starting on May 14th. Scotia B.
Thank you, Scotia.
Bobby B is a new patron.
Thank you, Bobby.
Sandrino S. is a new patron.
Thank you, Sandrino.
Sandrino sounds like a Pokemon, and that's pretty cool. Charles L. is a new patron.
Thank you, Charles.
So is Janine J. Janine, it's our friend Janine.
Thank you, Janine.
I don't think she listens to this show, though. Lucas E. is a new patron.
Thank you, Lucas.
So is Matt G.
Thank you, Matt.
And James G.
James Gunn?
James Gunn, the famous director, James Gunn.
Well, hey, thanks.
If it was James Gunn, we wouldn't say your last name out of respect.
Yes, of course.
So James Gunn, you can give us all the money you want.
Here's where I went. I did not go to James Gunn, famous director who did...
Slither and the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, that was the one.
He also wrote both Scooby-Doo live-action movies. Well, the first two, there's been more Scooby-Doo live-action movies since then, but he wrote the first two.
He's also like the director judge in the first season of the hit reality competition show Scream Queens.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Where the winner got a small part in Saw 2, I think.
Saw 2? Mm-hmm. Hey, oh, Caitlin Zoe was on that show.
Yes, she was. Yep.
Yeah.
She didn't win. Spoilers.
That sucks. She ruled. I can't remember her name right now.
She's the only, like, actress on this show. Yeah. She didn't win. The girl who won was, like, fine. She was pretty good.
She was no Caitlin Zoe, though.
But no, nobody's a Caitlin Zoe.
I can't remember her name. I got to Google it right now. I feel really bad. Lindsay Felton.
Yeah.
Lindsay Felton. She was extremely good on that show. I remember in college, they started playing that again on like Noggin or something. And I watched all of Caitlin Zoe again in college because it's very good. All right. We got an email. This is from Charles A. The subject is Gap in Lothar's story. Don't read until after Ninja Storm episode 17. We have passed the mark at this point. Says, hey guys, first off, you may want to clarify, listeners, that I'm not the Charles that sent in the previous email regarding the Phantom Kendrick's Ranger in Boxing Bopperoo episode. In the Boxing Bopperoo episode, I assure you, it was super weird hearing my name come up when I was relatively sure I didn't send an email yet. I can understand the confusion. Anyways, I wanted to give you my theory on how Lothar has nieces and nephews when he was exiled to space. It's pretty basic. First, his little sphere gets caught by a space roaming evil family like the Machine Empire, but people. There have to be at least two sisters, one crafty, one flaky, and at least one parent. Anything will do. The flaky sister has already been married off to another evil family, but that union turned out to be a bust because her new husband is as big a flake as she is, and they'll never be able to run their evil space fiefdom well. Fiefdom is a... Fiefdom? I think it's fiefdom. So the parent decided to marry their other daughter to the powerful and truly evil Lothar. They have to agree or die, because that's how Power Ranger villains roll, but they actually end up liking each other. My thought was that they both tried to kill each other on their wedding night, but it turned into a meet cute. I would watch that show.
That's just Mr. and Mrs. Smith, right?
Yeah, that movie's actually good. That's a good movie, actually.
I haven't seen it.
It's fun. It's really fun. It's two rival spy assassin family. You know, they work for different things, but like her operation is like very high tech, and his operation is Vince Vaughn. it's just Brad Pitt and Vince Vaughn, and they're assassins, and they got a doom buggy.
I'm sorry, you will never ever convince me Vince Vaughn could be an assassin.
No,
of any kind.
He's like the tech guy. He's
you're not
going
to convince me Vince Vaughn's a tech guy either.
Look, I'm just telling you the world that Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the movie, presented to me. He even gets to not hate his new sister and brother-in-law. A good long period of empire building and domestic bliss. Neither Mr. or Mrs. Lothar wanted kids for whatever reason. The family is ambushed by some other evil organization, and they drive them off. But the parent and Lothar's wife, there's an asterisk, are casualties. Lothar knows that his sister and her flaky kids are in no shape to rule, especially since they have to completely annihilate their enemies in retaliation. So he takes control, takes revenge on the evil empire that beat them, and at some point has decided to go kick Earth's butt. Hope you find that fascinating. Talk to you later. Then the asterisk says, believe me, I know I hate women in refrigerators as much as you, but the only answer I can think is making Lothar some flavor of LGBTQ+. And he was too weird for Miko for me to think that's a good idea. That said, feel free to contradict me. I'm open to alternative ideas. The only thing that I would maybe change is that I don't think Mara and Capri are sisters.
I don't think so either. I think they are runaways, and they just call him uncle.
I think that they maybe are cousins or something, and then Lothar was, like, found by some ninja, evil space ninja people, and he was evil enough that they're like, you're in, and then he just took over eventually. And because, like, in the beginning, he's like, take your nieces for the summer, it'll be fun. So like,
well, yeah, so somebody pawned him off on him.
Yeah, so I don't know, I would like to see him and his evil wife.
Also, that means this whole season takes place during the summer.
That's what I thought, but now they got school though, so maybe they're just invested now.
Maybe
we
they're
can't leave until
taking,
we beat the Power Rangers.
They're taking extra credit summer courses. That's why when Hunter said I have to be Charlie's big brother after
that's
school, when he was getting out of work, like that.
Right, it's summer school. Or he's doing it for, like, college credits, application buffering. You know, people did things to make their college application look good.
Yeah.
Did that go good for them? Did that go good for everybody who did that?
I don't know. All the people in my school that did that were at the mount with me. So,
and hey, I know you didn't do that.
I barely graduated, dude.
Same. Anyway, thank you for now. I just have Caitlin's Way pulled up. Thank you for the email, Charles.
Thank you for Caitlin's Way.
Lindsay Felton, I'm sorry I forgot your name, despite having an extremely big crush on you for a long time, up through current day. you want to talk about the episode now?
Yeah.
Now that we've been, how long have we been recording? We're 35 minutes into recording, so.
It's been a time so far.
So it's been a thing. We start off on motocross. They're doing a race. Blake and Hunter pull ahead. I don't know which one of them wins, but Dustin comes in third. I think maybe they tie for first, and then Dustin is third. And he comes up, he's like, I'm losing time every lap, like, yeah, my bike's not as powerful.
He's like, man, I'm losing time every lap. And Blake's like, you're on a 125, you're supposed to. And I'm like, I don't know anything about dirt bikes.
No.
But I know a little bit about CCs, and I don't know if that's what the 125 is. And everything I know is from Mario Kart.
Well, they're on 250s.
But
so his bike is half as powerful, I would assume.
I mean, I guess that's true. But also, every racing video game that I have ever played is you do less time each lap.
Well, that's...
The first lap is always the slowest because you have, like, your startup
acceleration
time. And then, like, by the third lap, you know the course, so you know, like...
You know, the tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe he means he's losing time on them. Which if they're in first and second and he's in third, that means that everybody else is either on 125s, which means that Blake and Hunter should not be racing on the same track as them. It just doesn't seem fair. Seems like you would have maybe a different classification of bike and circuit that you would maybe do. Or that means that everybody else really sucks.
Yeah, I think everyone else really sucks. I think these three are the only three good motocrossers in town.
Maybe. So Dustin he's putting his bike away, and some mulleted stranger comes up and is like, hey, what's up? Are you Dustin?
I immediately don't trust this guy.
No, he's got a big mullet.
The first thing I thought was, that's the monster.
I also thought this was going to be, I was like, hey, what's up? I'm Jeff Beazle. Beevil, whatever his name was. No, this guy's name is Dwayne Wheeler. I looked at his business card because he's going to give it to Dustin in a second.
Boy, he looks like a Dwayne, huh?
He looks extremely Dwayne. He's like, hey, saw you losing some time. He's like, yeah, my bike, I don't know what I got to do. He's like, hey, I have a new, wah, 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 wah. I don't remember what. It's a new part and it's made cool and it does great. And Dustin's like, oh, that sounds awesome. He's like, yeah, I can put it on your bike for you. He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, I'm just going to take it up there.
I'll fix it up there.
And I'll bring it back here. And then you can meet me at my shop. And here is my business card. And his name, it's Dwayne Wheeler. And it's like Power Wheel Man or something like that. I forget what it says.
Pow, pow, power wheels.
Dun, dun. I used to have a Bigfoot power wheel.
I had a little red Corvette.
Nice.
I used to drive it down the sidewalk, like down the street. My mom never knew I did that until I told her years later. I used to park it in a parking spot in the parking lot
and go to like a store, go get like a soda.
Well, no, because we had in the apartment complex I grew up in, there was like everyone had like an assigned spot, and then there was like a couple visitor spots, so I would just park it in a visitor spot and then go inside. And my mom would have to go out and bring it in.
Oh, Josh.
My mom did a lot for me. I appreciate her.
Your mom's a nice lady. So he's like, okay, yeah, cool. Thank you, bemulleted stranger. Take my bicycle, my motorbike. And then I, at one point, was like, one of my best friends was like, no, you can't touch it, Tori. But yeah, stranger man, go take it and put a new exhaust or something
on
it.
He just walks off with a dirt bike.
He just like, yeah, cool. And the guy's just like, all right, dope. And then takes the bike and leaves.
Immediately.
And Dustin's like, all right, man.
Dustin. What?
I wouldn't let someone hold a pen of mine if I wasn't going to stand there and watch them use it.
Yeah. Anytime at work, someone's like, do you have a pen? I'm always like, I give them like a shifty eye and I'm like, yes.
I say no a lot of the time. You can see it. You can look at my pocket and see my pen. And I'd be like, no. Also, though, To be fair, at work, somebody found out I had a Power Rangers podcast and asked me what it was, and I said Ranger Danger. It was Tim, and I was like, I'm not giving you, I'm not letting anyone know.
I don't want Tim to listen to this because I talk shit about Tim on here.
Well, see, that's the thing. Well, I've also told Tim that I talk shit about him. I was like, yeah, I used to hate you. You sucked. And he was like, thanks for being so honest. I was like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? I think he left to go to a new store now. I haven't seen him in a while, but he chilled out after a while. And I was like, yeah. You're a dickhead. But yeah, also don't listen to this where I just talk mad shit about you for like 4 weeks. Go listen to Ranger Danger. They're nice folks. Anyway, so Dwayne leaves, and then we get this like, it's not like a cut. It's like a camera spin to Dustin being like going to pick up his bike, and it's an empty parking lot. Like it's like a construction zone that's just, there's nothing there, and he's like, this can't be right. Oh no. What have I done? Cut to in space. Lothar's like, hey, how have you not been able to kill 6 teenagers? They're just 6 teenagers. Is anyone
like this. Because I don't know if you remember early on in the season when Lothar like had a plan and understood that Power Rangers couldn't just be killed.
Yeah, there's that. There was also, he was definitely at one point, he's like, I don't care about schedules. I'm results oriented. So as long as it happens, then I'm fine. But now he's like, I want it to happen, to have happened already now.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, we're later in the season. He's just kind of sliding back into classic Power Ranger villain. Yeah, I will blame my subordinates.
I think they toned him down a little.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too much.
I think they gave him kind of the Zed treatment, where Zed was too scary, and they're like, all right, let's fix him. Whereas Lothar was like too good, and they're like, all right, let's fix that about him.
What if he sucked more? Oh, perfect.
Why don't we just suck a little more? It's up and down, but it's there. So he's like, also Jubo's back, and I just fucking hate that. I'm cussing too much. We broke open the floodgates on cussing real early on this one.
I hate Jubo. I hate him so much. I hate his stupid voice. Anytime he talks, I just want to throw him out of my TV.
I want to hang him up by his underwear on like a coat rack. Like, I just want to wedgie him and then, like, put him on somewhere.
Wrap his underwear around his backpack.
Yeah.
And see if he can, like, suck himself into it in some weird...
Just have it collapse in on itself. But that doesn't happen. He just is there. And Mara's like, I'm evil enough. And then she grabs the Pam and she hits a button and everything blows up. I don't know why there's a make an explosion right here button on the Pam. Seems like a bad feature.
It's really weird because... Yeah, Chupo says something when Mara's like, I'm evil. He says something, and she just, like, hits him.
Yeah.
Which is good. Everyone should just hit Chupo.
Everybody
all the time.
Should hit Jubo. Also, I'd like to know where the puppy is. Maybe puppy could come back and eat Jubo, even though he's big size. It would take a while, but I believe in you, puppy.
He could do it. I believe he could do it. She pushes a button, and a laser shoots out of the ship, but then boomerangs back in and hits the ship.
I missed that.
Because Mara pressed the button so bad that it did, that it came back.
She pressed the shoot me button, and it's like, well, you're here, so. So this is a big explosion. Everyone's like thrown off, and it's very unclear for a second. So I didn't know what exactly happened after the explosion, but Capri is on the throne where Lothar was.
I don't know how that happened, but.
And Lothar's not, so I thought Lothar was just in tights all of a sudden. I was like, damn, Lothar's got some nice legs.
Where'd all the hair come from?
Then I saw the hair, and I was like, oh, that's Capri, actually.
The silhouette of Capri, the way that she's, like, lazing across the throne, because I guess she, like, fell into it.
Yeah.
But she's sitting exactly like an evil queen, and it is a good image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of good images of Mara coming up soon. Boise. So Lothar's like, okay, that sucked. We cut away to Dustin telling the others. He's like, yeah, so I let a guy take my bike. And Tori's like, Dustin, sweetie, why?
You wouldn't even let me ride it. He said dirt bike words at me, so I trusted him.
He's just a dirt bike guy. He had a mullet. How could I not trust him? I trust Dwayne. I would have trusted Dwayne with my life, but now I don't because he stole my motorcycle, my baby. Then we cut away back to Lothar's ship, and Mara comes in, and she's like, here's Beevil. I'm not good with technology stuff. Clearly, I just shot a laser at us.
From us.
From us. But Beevil here is. And Beevil's like a sexy bee robot.
I like Beevil a lot. I like the design.
Beevil's
a
design
lot.
Rules.
Yeah. She's definitely a sexy bee robot, which, like, I. Look, I'm well documented on how I feel about sexy robots, I think, after Zio. She's got, like, these, like, ribbons coming down. She has, like, two buns on the side of her head and, like, ribbons coming off of them, like Mara has.
I wonder if in Hurricanger, this is just Mara in a robot suit, like, in, like, armor.
Oh, it might be.
I don't know, because her head shape is the same.
Yeah.
So.
A little more condensed because it's in, like, a helmet.
It's, like, yeah, but... metal. But, like, I think her design rules. I think this is maybe the best designed villain.
Man,
of the show, of this season so far.
Now I wish they just did that. Even if that's not what Hurricanger was, I wish that's what this was.
Yeah, I think that would have been good too.
But
Beevil's here.
Beevil's also really short, and Mara's not, is like a whole head taller than Beevil, I think. Be a reverse Justin situation.
Right. So when evil people get into a suit, they get smaller. They're evil compacts, and so they're denser. I have to look something up very quickly. Katrina Devine is Mara.
Okay. Is that a real name? Katrina Devine? That's a wrestler name.
That's her name. That is the name she was born as. So
good for her.
Yeah. A real Nectar Rose situation we got going on. And people's like, yeah, hey, and she's just kind of negging the whole room. She's like, yeah, whatever, lame place you got here, Lothor. Also, are those Zackies? They look real boring. And then she turns them into Fury Zackies, which is just them, but red instead of black.
Just them, but they're angy.
The angy. No talk me angy. No talk me Zacky.
They definitely get, like, arrogant, too.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look at us now.
We're angy. Red. We're shiny Zackies.
Yeah. Jake will never see us in the wild.
Beevil's just a game shark.
It kind of is. And Lothor is just like, ah, dope. That's great. Great job, Beevil. Mara, anyway, you're fired. Go out and leave. You're done.
You're fired. Mara is over. We love Beevil now.
We love Beevil now. But it's so off the cuff. It's just like, ah, great. Good job, Beevil. Mara, leave. You're done. You're done here.
And Mara just is gone.
And she's like, and then she leaves. So we cut back to Dustin, I think at the end of the last one, he's like, I'm going to go to the track, see if anybody knows anything there. So we cut to Dustin. He, like, goes to the track. He's just kind of looking. Blake and Hunter stop, and they, like, take their helmets off, and they're like, you find the guy yet? And he's like, no. And they're like, bummer. That sucks. And then they get beeped. There's trouble at the plant. Cam tells them there's trouble at the power plant. He's like, hey, we're going to check out the trouble at the plant.
No, this is regular Cam. Cyber Cam will be in the episode.
Clam will show up.
He's got his knit cap back on.
He's got his beanie back on. He is not. He is on. He's like on the edge of talking like Clam did.
He's toned down. He says dude a couple times.
He says dude, and he's like, I was wondering when you were going to bust that out. And like, he's got like that kind of tone, but he's not like, yeah, bro, tread the gnar. Like, he's not doing any of that. But yeah, so he's like, yeah, there's trouble with the plant. So it's Thunder's. Blake is like, we're going to go, or maybe it's Hunter. One of them's like, we're going to go check that out. You can stay here. We'll give you a call if it gets dicey. So they leave. And then we see Mara in a human form just walking on the middle of the track.
I did not recognize it as Mara until Dustin, like, ran up to her. And I was like, oh. Why of all places to go was the middle of a motocross track where she ended up?
Because she's very sad and would like to be hit by motorcycles about it. Because she's about to get run over by, conservative estimate, 9 motocross bikes.
One full race worth.
Yeah. And so Dustin runs and tackles her. He's like, oh, are you okay? What were you doing? She's like, I guess I'm too stupid to not get hit by motorcycles. And he's like, hey, you look familiar. And she's like, yeah, I get that a lot. It's fine.
I just have one of those faces, I guess.
And then Dustin's like, hey, are you all right, though? Like, what's going on? And she's like, really? She's like, oh, I'm just super dumb, and everyone hates me, and I'm a bad person. And he's like, oh, no, I get being dumb. All my friends say I'm dumb and at my head, but as long as your heart's in the right place, that's what matters. Like, I'm not a good person. I'm not even a good and bad person. Dustin's like, you lost me. And that's when she's like, I'm Mara, idiot.
Yeah, because he's like being nice and trying to make her feel better. And she's like, don't you recognize me?
And he's like, no.
So she turns into Mara. And I think when she's – and then she turns back into like her normal girl form.
Yeah.
And I feel like she still has a wig on.
She definitely does. She definitely does still have a wig.
Which makes me really curious what her real hair looks like.
Her real hair's got to be like blue or something, right? Yeah. But no, because if it was blue, they just use that, I feel like.
Well, no, because they got to match – because Mara is like a costume from the Sentai, so they have to match the
maybe,
brown
maybe she's
hair
just
color.
Like, maybe she's just like blonde.
She's like a blonde.
Yeah. But doesn't like squares up for a second, and she's like, "Do not have to fight me. I got fired for being evil." And he's like, "What? No, you're like one of the worst people I know." And she's like, "You're just saying that."
He's like, "No, I mean it."
This is extremely cute.
Yeah, I love this.
This is really good stuff. And then he's like, "Well, hey, have you ever like thought about going good?" And she's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You know, like being not evil." If you're not good at it, maybe don't do that.
I feel like at one point when he's trying to tell her, like, hey, maybe you could be good, she's like, ugh.
She's like, ah,
that sounds gross.
And they should kiss. I feel like they should kiss right now. They definitely, there is sparks.
Yeah, I don't know if they need to kiss yet, but they definitely should.
At some point, it should happen. So then she's like, oh yeah, that's that. If I want to like really stick it to Uncle Lothar, you know, I need to be the best. I need to be the goodest I can be. I need to be a Power Ranger. And there's like one shot of her, and it's just Tori's outfit, but it's pink.
Yeah,
I don't know where this is from.
It's upsetting because she's gonna be in pink pants later.
Yep.
And man, this is all I want now.
She's like, yeah, that's it. And he's like, well, hold on, let's maybe take it one step at a time first. And then he gets beat by the Thunder Rangers because they're getting their butts beat up at the power plant. And they're like, hey, we need help. And he's like, okay, I gotta go. And she's like, okay, meet me at place later, and I'll tell you how to defeat
something, like something point or something. Which they meet in like a swamp.
I think she said like Blue Bay Point, and it's like the beach, but it goes right up to a swamp, I think. So
yeah, it's a swamp beach.
Swamp beach.
Get your good swamp swimming in.
Yeah.
No fishing.
Can't do it. No. Not without a permit anyway.
No.
Gotta get that permit. So then he goes, we like cut from there to the fight, and Cam is just like there morphed.
As we cut away, Mara, so we get the tight close up of her face, and she's like, she said something like, I like being good or something.
She's like, yeah, this isn't so bad.
Yeah,
like,
but it's like pretty genuine, and I trust Mara, a actual evil space ninja, more than Dwayne.
Well, I mean, just keep that in your pocket. We cut to the fight. Cam is there. He gets like thrown on the ground, and then the other Rangers run up, and then Beeble's like, I'm not dealing with six of you, and then leaves. Just she jumps in back up to space.
Yeah, she trash talks him a little bit. She's like, well, all your mothers suck, and then she jumps back into space.
So she leaves. Then we cut to the next day, and I know it's the next day because Dustin's in a new outfit, and what was Dustin wearing? It's a real weird tracksuit. It's like a gray tracksuit with this like bright yellow stripe down it in some places. It's not even. Like there's a stripe down one sleeve and the front of the other side, and then like on the pants. It's very 2003.
I didn't even notice. I barely noticed their clothes.
I noticed their clothes a lot because it literally like spikes my nostalgia.
I did notice Mara's because she's usually in her evil space outfit, and when she's in like normal clothes, she's like a weird hippie teen.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about that, like the 2000s was like the 70s, but the 2000s, yeah. You know?
it's like you wear hippie clothes, but like low riding pants.
Yeah. But like with no
make
shoulders.
Sure your whole tummy's out.
Like a tube top.
Yeah.
She was hiding in a bush. She like pops up and she's got like a bush on her head, and she comes over. She's like, hey, you're here. And then he like picks some brush out of her hair, and it's like really sweet.
It is. Yeah. So cute.
It's real cute. I don't know how the rest of this season goes, but if I were making a season of Power Rangers that I was bringing back people from old seasons, I would definitely bring back Dustin and Mara, and they would be married and have a child. Like, yeah. 1000%. She's like, I have this thing, and it's like a gun thing. It's a weird looking dagger gun sort of situation. And she's like,
I thought it was like a claw, like a, or a gauntlet maybe or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What it actually ends up being is nothing.
It's like a blaster, but it also does another thing. So she's like, I have this thing and it will neutralize her power, but it's got to be charged like equal to her strength. And he's like, where am I going to do that? She's like, I don't know. Don't you have like a cool base with like some neat stuff in a power center or something? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he does get this face where he's like, something about this is a little sus, but man, what a smile.
But boy, those eyes. Boy, howdy, those beautiful eyes. Also, maybe if this goes good, I can get some smooches.
Off camera, maybe.
Off camera. Well, Papa Disney, we got a cheek kiss earlier.
Well, that's true. We can get a cheek kiss. Cheek kiss is on the table.
Cheek kiss is back on the table, baby.
You know what? We should get one.
Yeah. So we cut to that night. Dustin is sneaking in to Ninja Ops.
I thought he was bringing her there, and I don't know how this is gonna go.
I was like, yeah, that's a little far. But so he goes in, and it's like all close ups of his hand. He's like hitting a button, and like the wall opens, and the server opens, and the power thing comes out of a server. Weird power center.
I don't know what that is.
It looks like a seismograph, but like if it was 3D.
Yeah, it's like. Do you remember when the Psycho Rangers were turned into, like, data cards?
Yes.
It's that same material, but cut into, like, a waveform, and there's, like, a series of them lined up.
Yeah, exactly. So he, like, goes to do it, and then the lights go on, and Cam's like, it is 5 a.m., what are you doing, my man?
Both Cam and Sensei are there, like, what the hell is this?
I don't know where Cam's bedroom is, but Sensei definitely like has like a little setup in that room.
Yeah. That's why Dustin was trying to be sneaky.
Yeah, maybe. So we go to commercial, we come back. Dustin's like, I believe her. Like, I think she's telling the truth. Like, I trust her. And Shane's like, you like her. You want to kiss her. And Dustin's like, well, yeah.
Everyone else is like, she's a bad guy. And Shane's like, you want those kisses, dude.
And Dustin's like, well, yeah, she's really cute. But, like, I also think she's telling the truth. And I just love that there's no, like, no.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, he owns it. He's like, well, duh.
He's like, yeah, look at her. You see her face? It's great. and everyone's like, all right, maybe we shouldn't. But then there's an alert, something goes off. Beevil's at the park or whatever. And everyone's like, all right, we're gonna go. And Dustin's like, well, shouldn't I do this? And Hunter's like, that's your call, man, but we gotta go. So everyone leaves, and Sensei's like, what are you doing? Dustin's like, Sensei, you told us that a ninja's greatest weapon is their instinct. And I think she's right. And he's like, I hope you are. Dustin, go ahead. And so Dustin starts charging it. And then we cut to the Rangers fighting the Fury Zackies. There's like a lot of them, like a lot. And there's like 12 on each Ranger.
Yeah, it's like the first time the Mighty Morphin Rangers fought the Z-Putties, where they just like, they keep hitting them, but nothing is happening.
Yeah. And also, there are like a lot
and
more than
a
there.
Because
Z-Putties, there was only ever 6 at a time, because I think they only had 6 outfits. So there's like a lot of them. Each of them are like grabbed and like weapons are being held at their throat. And then there's like this blast, and it's this smoke, and like Beevil gets blasted, and like this, the smoke clears, and out walking through the smoke is Mara, dressed like Ashley Tisdale from the 2003 Teen Choice Awards. It's such an outfit.
It's those pants are so bright pink.
What was Mara wearing? She has bright pink pants. She's got like a skirt on over the pants and a tube top.
But
and like a beret.
It's like one of those skirts where it's not just like a skirt, it's tied on one side and
yeah,
then
it's like a sarong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a sash.
It's like a sash but a skirt.
Yeah.
And then she has like a beret or something on, or like it's like a cabbie hat.
Yeah,
it's like one of those big puffy cabbie hats.
Hey man, this is what teens were wearing.
I know, it's bananas.
So she fights Beevil.
She kicks Beevil's ass. I mean, Beevil does get the upper hand at the end, but, like, it's good. At one point, I thought she was going to do a Poison Rana on her.
It looked like it. She there was a car, like, in the area, and at one point, she's, like, pushed towards the car, like, facing the car, and she jumps off of it and, like, leapfrogs backwards over Beevil. And even the Power Rangers are like, holy crap.
Yeah, they're like, damn, that's a good move. I thought she was going to straight up, like, Candice LeRae, like, springshot reverse Rana on her. It didn't happen, but I was like, oh, man, can you imagine?
I love that Mara is good at fighting, and we don't just see it one time, like a certain princess.
Who shall remain Shayla. There is a point where she gets, like, not, like, trapped, but, like, she's on, like, a ledge, and then she gets – then Beevil blasts her, and she, like, flies back and lands on flowers, and then Beevil, like, walks up, like, I'm going to do a murder to you now. Also, when Mara showed up, like, out of the smoke, we cut back to Ninja Ops, and Dustin's like, hell yeah, I told you so, and Clam is there, but we don't know it's Clam yet, because I don't think we've seen Cam. I think he's there, but I just don't remember seeing him there, so I was like, oh, that's Cam.
There's two tells, and they're not always – there, but he either has the beanie on
or no glasses. Yeah, so Mara's down, she's downed in the flowers, and right before she can get executed by Beevil, Dustin runs up and throws her the thing.
As Beevil's walking towards her, she's laying in this flower bed, we get this, like, zoom out wide shot of this whole garden area where she is. And it feels like it's supposed to be this, like, symbolic imagery of something. I don't know what it is, but it's just Mara laying in a field, like a giant field of flowers.
Yeah. It's like concentric circles of flowers in, like, some sort of, like, park kind of thing. I don't know if it's just like, oh, the bee is near the flowers now. Like, I don't know about that. I don't know if it's supposed to. It's a good shot, though. And Power Rangers don't really get super artsy with their shots a lot of the time, so I just like that they do it now.
Which is why it feels so intentional, like they're trying to tell me something, but I don't think they are. I think it's just a nice shot.
I think it's just a cool shot, yeah. So he throws her the thing, she grabs it, and it's like a blaster, so she shoots Beevil in the stomach, and Beevil, like, gets knocked down, and then Mara goes and she puts the thing on Beevil's head, and Beevil shuts down, because she's a robot.
Right.
And then Dustin's like, hell yeah, I told you Mara wouldn't let Beevil kill us. And Mara's like, yeah, of course I wouldn't, because I want to do it myself. And turns back into her evil form. And then Beevil stands up.
There's a level up for Mara here.
Uh-huh.
Because when she's bad for the rest of this episode, boy, is she bad. Like, she's convincing. Like,
yeah.
Like, maybe she'll overthrow Lothar convincing.
Yeah, there's that, but there's also a couple moments where, like, you can see in her eyes, she's like, I don't really want to do this. I like Dustin, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good. So Dustin is extremely betrayed. He's like, how could you do this? And Tori's like, yeah, Dustin's the only person who trusted you. That's really low. And Mara's like, this is when she has a moment where it's like you can see in her eyes, like, getting a little wet. And then she's like, it's not my fault he's dumber than me.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of good, like, face acting, and then just totally dunks on him, like a nuclear dunk. You can see Dustin's heartbreak.
Yeah. Dustin's like, no one's going to make a fool out of me. I'm so upset. And then he morphs. Then there's a bunch of Zackies, more Zackies. Now they're all fighting. I think this is when everybody is, like, downed. And then there's, like, 12 Zackies on each Ranger, like, we're going to kill you now. And then Shane's like, Cam, come on, we need something. Cam's like, okay, Cyber Cam, we need the gold mode. I need you to email our phones gold mode. And he's like, I was wondering when you were going to bust that out. And then he does it. And then they got gold swords now. And the swords are just their swords, but they're gold, so they have magic powers in addition to regular.
Right.
Such as Tori has a water blade where she jumps onto water and she's standing on water and does, like, this swipe. So she, like, hits the water and it, like, flies at it and it just, like, cuts all the Zackies down. I'm assuming Shane has, like, Air Blade, and then there's, like, Thunder Blade and Samurai Blade. Who knows? Dustin does – the sun sets. The sun, like, starts setting, and it's Dustin versus Beevil. And Dustin uses Dirt Blade.
It's a Dirt Blade. Like, I don't know. I don't know what Earth Blade, I guess you could call it. Stone Blade. For the attack that comes out of it, Quake Blade?
Quake Blade? It is just lightning.
Yeah.
Just lightning shoots at her, and there's like sparks on the ground, like a Tyrannosaurus jump.
Yeah,
but,
like, it like runs through the ground.
But there's mostly just a bunch of lightning going on. I think Dirt Blade is it. I think it's wonderful, but I also think it's a dumb name that if, like, I understand if anyone else thinks it's not great. Like, I think Dirt Blade rules, but
it's wonderful for the wrong reasons. Yeah. I think
so. She blows up and dies from Dirt Blade. And then Mara like shows up and he's like, Mara, how could you? And she's like, you didn't think I showed up unprepared? And then she does the instant message and instant messages her bigger. And then Dustin's like, I thought we were friends. Like, I thought we like had, I thought we were friends. She's like, nope, smell you later. And then disappears.
I hope Mara is just like this now. Because I don't know if I can go back to the old nothing Mara.
I don't know. Yeah, same. Dustin looks at his friends, and he looks at giant people, and he's like, this one's mine. I'm going to do this one alone. They're like, you got a pal. You seem real revved up. So he's like, Cyberclam, send me the way that I can do it myself. He's like, solo mode. Yeah, bro. And then like, so he jumps in, because we've seen Tori pilot by herself before. So.
Yeah.
Dustin jumps in.
I don't remember any of the Zor fight, I realized, because I watched this and then I took a shower, and I was in the shower. I was like, I just black out Zor fights now because they're nothing.
Well, let me tell you, there was only about 12 seconds of Zord fight.
It's just, it's sad. So, there's no drama in a Zord fight anymore.
No, I mean, sometimes there is, but like, there's a really weird sweet spot that I think Power Rangers either nails or completely misses, like, entirely for, like, a whole season, right?
Yeah,
like,
I don't think they've nailed it in a minute. Zords recently have just felt like they're here because they have to be.
Because toys.
Yeah.
There's been at least two this season that I liked, and last season there were, like, a couple here and there. But, like, yeah, it's, I don't know. It, like, Time Force had a lot of really good ones, but, yeah, it's mostly just, like, we gotta sell these toys. But so here's what happens. Dustin jumps up into the air, and he sends out a sphere, and out of that sphere pops a starfish. And I was like, what's he going to use this starfish for? Like a throwing star, maybe like a shield. Nope, he jumps up, the star attaches to his knee, and then he dragon knees her, and she dies.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw dope. I saw the starfish come out. I'm watching the episode. The starfish came out, and I was like, oh, need a starfish. And then that's it. I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, he just attached it to his knee and then kneed her in the face, and she died. That's the move to beat John Cena.
Well, yeah. Of course it would beat Beevil.
Yeah.
It beat John Cena.
So she's dead. It literally 15, 20 seconds bell to bell. Like, total monster, like, giant monster time, maybe 20 seconds.
I liked Beevil a lot, and I think she maybe should have had two episodes.
I think so too.
And
I
maybe
think
she could have got the upper hand in the Zord fight, and then we get a 2B continued.
Yeah, or like she just, we get another episode of Mara trying to like help them out before the heel turn.
Yeah,
I think would have been nice. So we cut. We like go to commercial. We come back, and we're at Lothar's spaceship, which according to the Netflix a description is called the capital L lair. It's the lair with a capital L. Like, as the proper name of where they live is the lair.
Okay.
So they're on the Calamari ship, and Lodo's like, oh, you failed, but you did it with style. You like, they all praise how mean she was. They're like, you broke his heart. You crushed him like a bug. He's so sad now.
You're super evil.
And the camera like moves back, and she's not even facing them. She's like, yeah, this is great. And Capri's like, wait a minute.
Capri immediately sniffs her out.
Yeah. I wish we wouldn't have done this, because like, I wish it would have been like a little more, like we could play with it a little more. But yeah, immediately Capri's like, oh, you like him. You want to kiss him. And then Mara shoots her in the face with a laser.
She's like, I'm evil. Don't you forget it.
Don't you forget
her.
It.
Which I do like that she immediately asserted dominance over Capri when she got back.
Yeah. So then we cut back to Storm Chargers and Dustin's big bumming. He's really bummed. The last two people he trusted have stolen his motocross bike and tried to murder him and broke his heart while trying to murder him. And so he's like, I guess I'm just never going to be able to trust anybody again. And then they're like, oh, come man. And Blake's trying to be like, she was bad news anyway. Well, and he's like, that's not the point, Blake, but I see what you're trying to do.
Blake and Hunter are like, oh, come on. If you didn't trust us, we wouldn't be here right now.
That's that's true. But he's like just sad about it.
So yeah, it just sucks to see Dustin so defeated.
Yeah, and then Kelly's like, she like sneaks up and she like puts like both hands on his shoulders, like, hey bud.
She slides in like a Looney Tune.
She's like, hey champ, someone's here to see you. And Dustin's like, tell him I don't work here anymore. I was gonna go lay down. And she's like, no, I think you're probably gonna want to go. And so he goes up, and who is it? That's right, baby, it's Dwayne Wheeler. He brought the bike. He's like, yeah, my printer must have messed up the address on my business cards, and you must have thought that I was a real terrible guy. And Dustin's like, oh, Dwayne, you're the best. I knew I could trust Dwayne.
Man, his mullet and black leather jacket, what a trustworthy man.
Can I tell you? I love Dwayne.
Dwayne's great. He came around. I think it's weird that he just hangs around dirt bike tracks. Is like, hey, man, I noticed this about your dirt bike. I'll fix it for free.
Well, so what he said was like, here's the problem you're having. I have a new thing that I made that's not on the market yet if you want to try it out.
Oh, so it still maybe will blow up in the next episode and Dwayne will be a monster the whole time.
And then Dwayne will be like, aha, what's up? I'm Dwayneville.
I'm evil Dwayne.
I'm evil Dwayne. No, I hope Dwayne comes back all the time and I hope he's always a good guy. I just love Dwayne.
In the next episode, he's hanging out at the skate park and he's like, hey man, I noticed your trucks are loose.
I made these new trucks. I don't know what it is. Because here's the thing. When he comes up to Dustin, he has a mullet and a leather jacket and looks like a guy who would like do a bunch of meth and then steal your house, right? Like just trying to take your house away on like a big chain.
Just trying to drag it down the street with his like Pontiac.
But like he's so genial and nice, like that I'm just like, yeah, I like Dwayne. But then he steals the bike. He's like, oh damn it, Dwayne, you let me down. But then he comes back and I'm like, no, Dwayne, I'm back, baby.
See,
I came all the way back around on Dwayne.
There's this flip where it's like Dwayne is so scummy and gross and you hate him, and Mara is so sweet and pretty and you trust her, and then halfway through the episode it flips over. There's the double turn.
It's a double turn. This is a Bret Hart Stone Cold situation. But yeah, it, like, and then he's like, yeah, all right, dope. So here's your part. Just tell me how it goes. And then Dwayne leaves.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. Dwayne's like Batman. Like, he just shows up to solve a problem and then leaves. If this show was like a real show, like not a Power Rangers show on Disney, but like a real show with like real actors, this guy would absolutely be played by Zach Ward. I'm sure you've seen Zach Ward.
I'm sure I have. I know the name, but let me look him up.
Yeah, you're gonna look at him and go, oh yeah, this would be Zach Ward.
Oh yeah, this guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he on the hit show Titus, he plays Titus's brother.
Yeah.
That's what I know him from.
We've definitely talked about Titus on this show before.
We have to have.
We have to have.
Because, man, that show took a turn at some point where it just got super dark.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you've heard any of Chris Titus's stand-up, it's only a matter of time. But, yeah, but also, like, Dwayne, come back all the time, man. Dwayne, you are welcome. You got a seat at Thanksgiving, as far as I'm concerned. I love Dwayne.
We'll save some stuffing for you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dwayne would go to town on that stuff.
He'd bring his new experimental spoon.
Spoon's aerodynamic.
Specifically for stuffing, man. It's like,
it's got stuffing.
Perfect. Dwayne is perfect.
I love Dwayne. All right. So that's the end of the episode. Oh, Dustin's like, trusted people is great. And then
I trust everyone again, even Mara, probably.
I mean, look, have you seen her eyes?
I have. They're good. They're nice.
All right. So, Josh, you started.
I did.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say the best is, this might be kind of weird, but the best is the chemistry between Dustin and Mara.
Yeah, absolutely. Any time that they are acting together is very convincing and very good.
Yeah, it's so, because they do like a whole range of emotions. Like, it's like trying to comfort you, and then like just talking, and then like trying to figure stuff out, and then like being sad and heartbroken, and it's all really good. The worst, what's Jubo? Jubo's back. That's the worst. I can't think of anything worse than just Jubo being there right now.
What an unnecessary character that they could have left dead.
They could have just actually killed him and then not had to worry about it. No, he wouldn't have got any pee jokes in the last one, and he wouldn't be back now.
Maybe Mara will kill him this time.
Ooh, yeah. Because
he was her like little pet, and now he's like a normal guy, and so she's just going to kill him. She's going to stab him in the heart.
You're a terrible pet.
Look him in the eyes as he fades.
as the light falls out of his eyes. But that's the only thing I can worst. I don't know what else I would worst. So I think I'm just gonna give it to Jubo.
I don't think there is anything else. It's a solid episode, but Jubo's in it, so
yeah. And then MVP, I'm gonna say, is Katrina Devine.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to Mara.
Okay.
The character, but yeah, no, Katrina Devine does some of the best work in this.
So good.
Like her evil, like conflicted evil, is like astronomer levels of good.
It is. There's, because there's like a couple, there's like several points where like she has to play it for the cheapsies, because like it's a kid's show for babies. So like she'll be like do like evil and say something like, "Hi, I tricked you, you idiot," and then he'll be like, "Why?" And she'll like look sad for a second, like, "I don't know," but then be like, "Cause you're dumber than me. Anyway, kill him." It's really good. She's really good.
I just want her to take over and be the big bad now.
Same. And then, you know what would stop it? The power of love. Her and Dustin. Yeah. That would save the day. All right, we got to rank it. I'm just going to shoot my shot and say number one.
Number one. Yeah, easy. Yeah. As soon as I finished the episode, I was like, that's the best one.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beach has finally, the third episode has finally been unseated. And coming in as a new number one, All About Beevil.
Can we worst the name of the episode?
If you want to, yeah.
I think I will. I don't like Jubo, but he's there to get punched by Mara once, so like it's fine. I'm gonna worst the name of the episode.
Fair, yeah. Cause like they could have called it something about Mara. That would, oh god, I'm so mad. The name is so good. Anyway, yeah, so that's it. That's gonna do it for us for this week. I bet the length of the episode that I just saw is not the length of what you heard. Not even close.
No, probably not. There's a lot of like wrestling talk before we even started recording.
A lot of wrestling talk. We took a while coming back because of the lawnmowers, and then we took a couple pauses because of the lawnmowers. So also just stay safe out there, everybody. So I guess that's it for today. We'll see you next time for the Sensei Switcheroo.
Oh Lord.
But until then, yep. Oh boy. Well, that's how I thought about All About Beevil. Maybe it'll be good.
A lot of Urus.
Oh no, the last Uru was the worst episode. Oh, you're right. Oh, beans. I guess we'll find out next time. But until then,
may the power protect you. We have one. Let me try that again. That was a weird way to say the word one.
We got one.
We got one.
One in a row.
We got one, Ken.
We got a row. Say hello to your mother for me.
Your mother sucks.
Your mother sucks. Huh?